2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
A dreary hump day, KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour first.
UHP is dramatically boosting its DUI enforcement this weekend. Some people arrested for DUI are pleading with others to plan a ride home before they go out drinking. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the mountains might see a foot and a half of snow by Saturday. Good news for skiers and boarders, and it's excellent for Utah's snowpack. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
No freeway crashes, but we are starting to see traffic slowing down Murray to Midvale on southbound I-15. Also, some heavy traffic now starting to appear. This is southbound 5600 West between I-80 and 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
37 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The House Judiciary Committee set to begin another impeachment hearing in just over an hour to finalize the articles of impeachment against President Trump. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
The entire House Judiciary Committee could spend more than 3 hours debating articles of impeachment. And that's just opening statements. They'll be carried live during prime time across most of the nation. The committee returns early Thursday morning and could go again all day. Democrats hoping a White House Christmas party will keep Republicans from extending the inevitable vote. The full House could then consider those impeachment articles by the end of next week.
On Wall Street, investors rallied on word that the Federal Reserve was leaving interest rates unchanged and signaled that it would in 2022. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth and the shooting in Jersey City, New Jersey, that's increasingly looking like a case of domestic terrorism. Six people were shot and killed, a police officer among them, and now we're learning about the culprits. ABC's Aaron Katursky is joining us live. So who were these people and what was the motive?
Their names are David Anderson and Francine Graham. They are thought to be members of the Black Israelites, which is considered by the FBI to be a domestic terror group. They espouse anti-police and anti-Jewish sentiments. And in fact, Anderson was thought to be posting some of these sentiments or retweeting them or something. And that's why the mayor of Jersey City today said that he's concluding this is a hate crime.
Are they going as far as saying this is a targeted case of anti-Semitism?
Well, they just don't know. I mean, to the mayor it is, and he says he gets that from the surveillance video and some of the actions that the suspects took, driving slowly and rather deliberately, it seemed, to the kosher supermarket, getting out with guns blazing toward the store when they had other targets available to them. But what's confounding is the start of the rampage, and that is in a cemetery about a mile away with the shooting and killing of a police detective.
So what does the investigation look like at this point? I mean, this shootout went on for hours. There were multiple locations. Are authorities looking for compatriots and possible connections to others?
They haven't said there's any follow-on threat, and they believe these two acted alone. Of course, they are going to be cautious about it and make sure that they understand who, if anyone else, was involved. But the two suspects are now dead. They were found dead inside the kosher supermarket where police said they also killed three civilians, the wife of the owner, a customer, and an employee. And the what's really getting at police is kind of the why. And if this really was a hate crime, you know, driven by anti-Semitism, it would only fuel what has been a troubling increase in those kinds of crimes around the country.
Thanks so much, ABC's Aaron Katursky joining us live. The last time Jersey City was in the news, and it's right across the river from New York City and Manhattan, it was back when candidate Trump insisted that he saw people celebrating in the streets there on 9/11, which never happened, and I was there. KSL News Time 349, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, no freeway crashes. That's the good news. But the bad news is traffic is starting to slow down. In the usual spots, southbound I-15 going between 4500 and 7200 south, Murray to Midvale. But after that, wide open and full speeds ahead all the way to Provo. If you're transitioning from I-215 south belt, whether you're eastbound or westbound, to go to I-15, you do have a little bit of backup to deal with. The 21st South Freeway, not bad at all. I-80 to the east in the valley or in Parley's Canyon, also in good shape. Some traffic starting to build southbound Bangor Highway, California Avenue, down through West Valley, but it's 5600 west that's seeing traffic getting really busy. And a lot of that is sometimes both directions, but mostly on the southbound side from I-80 to 3500 south. Steve?
And if you're rolling out from the U, expect a few scattered slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive. They'll start at the Bonneville Golf Course and continue out to Parley's Way. Northbound 15, actually a pretty good ride out of downtown, but just a bit thick there at 6 North up through Rose Park. Then you're back on the gas all the way to Brigham City. Southbound 15 running free and clear right now. Deseret Book is your nativity destination. Shop one of the largest selections in the country. More than 350 nativities from 24 countries, many exclusive to Deseret Book. See them all at Deseret Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your 7-day forecast includes a storm, and here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds today. High temperatures at 43. We'll get some valley rain and mountain snow tomorrow with a high of 44. And then more snow Friday with a high of 42, 38 Saturday, again more snow. Cloud Sunday, 33, partly cloudy, 31 Monday, and 32 Tuesday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
37 degrees.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing.
What's the perfect gift to give this year? Without question, the answer is the gift of fitness. There is no better way of expressing how much you care. And during the Utah Home Fitness Give the Gift of Fitness sale, everything is on sale. Treadmills, ellipticals, home gyms, dumbbells, TRX suspension trainers, hypervolt massagers, big gifts, and stocking stuffers. Something for everyone and every budget. Best-selling Precor treadmills, 400 to 1,000 off. Make a great buy on rowers, bikes, stability balls, kettlebells, recovery rollers. They're all on sale. And on top of low prices, Utah Home Fitness has special financing options like 0% interest with approved credit. Give them something that will keep them strong and healthy all year long, working out in the comfort, the security, and the convenience of their home. Give the gift of fitness from Utah Home Fitness. Foothill Village, State Street in Sandy. Now at Station Park in Farmington, and always at UtahHomeFitness.com.
Anyone planning on going skiing this holiday season? I don't know about you, but I can't wait to hit the slopes. You know what's a hassle to deal with when you're zipping down the slopes? Glasses and contacts. Let me tell you something. Glasses and goggles don't mix. If you're looking for improved vision without the hassle of glasses and contacts, LASIK at Hoops Vision should be at the tippy top of your wish list this holiday season. The most advanced vision-correcting technology in the hands of experienced surgeons. That's what you'll get at Hoops Vision. Book your VIP consultation now and ask about $800 off LASIK or other qualifying vision correction options. And time is running out, so don't forget to use those flex spending dollars before they expire. Book your free consultation now to find out more about the life-changing benefits of living the lens-free life. Call today, 877-30-LASIK or HoopsVision.com. That's 877-30-LASIK or visit them online at HoopsVision.com.
At America First Credit Union, we don't want you as a customer. We don't want your family or friends as customers. Why? Because we don't have customers. Never have. Instead, we have members. And here, every member is an owner. That's why you get personal service, better interest rates, and lower fees, all to help you achieve your financial goals faster. So if you're ready to take that leap from customer to member, welcome to America First Credit Union. Equal housing opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
Life, isn't it amazing? It's also exhausting, hilarious, messy, and full of surprises. And because you never know what life will bring next, we've designed the America First Visa credit card with its consistently low rate, cash back, and exclusive benefits to help you stay ready to make the most of every crazy, wonderful, unexpected moment. The America First Visa is the last card you'll ever need. And once you've tried it, you're going to want to make it your card for life. America First Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Time's Business Person of the Year is Disney Chairman Bob Iger. Why? Well, during the past year, Disney acquired Fox, opened two Star Wars theme parks, launched Disney Plus, took over Hulu, and by the way, they released the highest grossing movie of all time. That's why. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 29 points. The S&P picked up 9. Great day for the NASDAQ. It picked up 37 points. KSL News Time 355. And time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU basketball, or maybe they should be known as the Nevada State Champs, as the Cougars have defeated teams from the state of Nevada by 33 points in back-to-back wins. The latest coming last night against the Nevada Wolfpack, in a game where BYU didn't shoot the ball well from the field, but their defense was excellent, holding the Wolfpack to only 42 points in the win.
How exciting it was to have a chance to win a game a different way. Because that's what good teams do. As we get into league play and then in the WCC tournament, trust me, we're going to have to win games a bunch of different ways. And the fact that our guys recognized they had that opportunity at halftime, recognized that they had to manage the frustration at halftime, and then came out in the second half and actually continued to do it, is a good sign for us.
BYU now prepares for Saturday's showdown against the Utah State Aggies at the Vivint Smart Home Arena. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
We are right in the midst of this wonderful, crazy, magical time of year. I'm Doug Wright, and already, of course, in our home, we've had special events, and we are anticipating even more, and visitors from out of state. That's why we always count on the people at Zero Res. Why stress and why worry over the carpet cleaning when you can just make the phone call we always make to Zero Res, and they come to your home and they take care of everything. And the technicians that do come into your home, they're just great people and they do terrific work. Zero Res, of course, cleans without the soaps and harsh or toxic chemicals, making your floors clean. Here's a gift from Zero Res for the holidays. They'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $33 each, and then Zero Res will add a 4th room cleaned for free. So call 801-288-9376. You can also search online for Zero Res carpet cleaning.
Thank you for all the comments to Lee Lonsberry, our newest host here on KSL. You can reach us anytime at the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, the number 57500.